Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn, and today I'm excited because we're going to dip into the world of coaching. I love talking to coaches. As I guess you know, coaching has become a big profession for many people, and there are coaches out there who can help you in almost every aspect of your life. I don't care what it is, somewhere, somebody is there to help you. And coaching can be so helpful to so many people. I've heard from folks many times who've heard coaches on this show and have contacted me back and said, thank you so much for having that person on the show. I've been working with so-and-so for a couple of months, and it's changed my life. That's the kind of comments I'll get back. So anyway, I love to chatting with coaches. We're having a coach who was with us last week. If you heard her, you know what I mean when I say she's an extraordinary lady. Her name is Leslie Rochelle, and I love the title she gives for herself. I haven't heard this before, tell you the truth. She describes herself as an intuitive leadership accelerator. Uh-huh. That's a great word. An intuitive leadership accelerator. She's the founder of Leslie Rochelle Coaching and Consulting and also the Resourceful Leader. She's based in Canada, in Quebec, in the Quebec Conference, in St. Columban in Quebec. And she's also an international bestseller. She has written a book called Silent Grief, Healing, and Hope. She's amazing because she points out through her coaching and mentoring, she helps leaders, business leaders, uncover and unlock new levels of their potential and consistently be their best self by helping them dig deeper and get to know who they really are and have more confidence in themselves. She says old school traditional leaders focused on power and ego, and they're all about micromanaging, and they don't encourage innovation, and they generally take credit rather than giving it. And the results are dysfunctional and frequently stressed out workers that prevents them from growing and thriving. And today's leaders have to be a lot different from that. She knows because prior to becoming a coach and a mentor, she spent over a decade working in a multi-billion dollar company where she was promoted to a leadership position. She became the very first visible female leader at her site, and she learned a lot from that, and she eventually decided to become a coach. We're going to explore that again and find out more about Leslie, how she helps folks, and I'm really excited to talk to her. It's really a pleasure to bring her back on the air, all the way from Quebec in Canada. Here is Leslie Rochelle. Leslie, good morning. Actually, good afternoon, I should say. How are you? Nice to
good
have
afternoon.
You with us today.
I'm
a little late,
really
right?
All depends on where you're listening in from to whether it's morning or afternoon. So.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen, do me a favor. I love to ask coaches a couple of questions before we get into what you do and how you help people. What is it that first prompted you to become a coach yourself? You had a great job. You were in a big mm-hmm. company. You were a leader. Tell me what transpired to eventually make you decide to leave that world and become a coach. What happened?
Really what that all, started out being is I became the first visible female leader at our site location. So I worked in an oil and gas company, so heavily male dominated. And when I was first offered the role, I said no. And, they were a little bit curious about that. And the reason being is because I didn't really understand at that point in time what a true leader actually was. And it was being that people leader. And then they talked to me again because I had a really great leader. And then I decided that, okay, let's do this. What do I have to lose? And I did find out what the worst case scenario was actually was for myself. And really what that was I worked a shift work, so I was 7 days on, 7 days off. I worked 80 hours in 1 week, and it would take me so long to recover because I was putting so much energy and focus into my role. I didn't have that site-based mentor with another woman. You know, I did have lots of really great men around, but they just didn't understand the challenges that I was facing being in that role. And what had transpired from there is after a little bit of time, I ended up becoming incredibly depleted and overwhelmed. So thankfully, my self-awareness kicked in, and I really realized there is no external thing that is going to fix this. You know, it wasn't me leaving to go to another place. It wasn't me accepting another position. Really, what I had to do was I had to go internal and identify, you know, what is not working internally for me. And this is where my own, you know, journey through coaching and mentoring really took place. And within that space, I started to thrive from doing the personal development, from doing the leadership development, from doing a lot of other development, activities. And it doesn't have to be as hard. And really what I had seen within not just the own company that I was in, with other people, you know, having conversations with other people as well, is it doesn't have to be as hard as what we're making it out to be. And we're seeing a lot of major gaps within that leadership space. And I thought, well, I'm mentoring and I've become the go-to within you know, the space that I was actually in. I would have people, you know, tapping me on the shoulder, can you please work with this person? And of course I said yes. And then it really came to the point of I would love to help people in this capacity more than I currently am. And so I decided to start my own business within that coaching and mentoring space to really help that earlier version of myself. So I am a servant leader. I really love the human aspects of leadership, and I think that's one of the big things that we are currently missing within a lot of corporations is really the humanness needs to be brought back to the beautiful art of leadership.
Well, that's very good. That's but did you ever work with a coach yourself, by the way?
Yes.
You did?
Every great leader has a coach or a mentor or something like that in their lives. So I've worked with coaches, I've worked with mentors as well, you know, participated in formal and informal mentorship partnerships as well, because we can only see what we can see. We have our blinders on with certain things, so when you bring somebody from the outside in, that's going to help you to really expand the awareness that you have and the information that you have, then you get a different perspective that's being brought in and some different ideas and strategies that are coming into your life that you can start to employ as well.
You know, I'm glad you put it that way, because I often mention that I've heard the CEO of Google admit that he has a coach, and he consults with his coach quite frequently. And I always say, if it's good enough for the CEO of Google, you know, a coach would be good enough for everybody, right?
Exactly.
So that's great. So let me ask you a little bit about, you know, the way you coach. Describe for me Leslie Rochelle Coaching and Consulting. How do you describe your firm, your practice?
My practice is I have a soft spot for the aspiring and the new leaders coming up into that leadership space. And what I help them to do is to really unlock their best leader. And we do that by really looking at them as a human being. So a lot of times when we go into some leadership trainings, et cetera, we can be taught strategy, we can be taught tactics, but we don't often get back to the place of you as a human being. You are your foundation, and you are the one who's going to make or break your career. So what we do is we actually go back and look at the person themselves, and we identify who they are as a human being, what their values and beliefs are, and what is the meaning behind those. We take stock of, you know, where are you currently at, where is it that you would like to be, and then we get to create a beautiful roadmap to bridge that gap. And it's amazing that when you start to develop yourself, that it helps other people develop themselves as well. So there really is that exponential growth when you dig in and you do the work for yourself, because people can then not, you know, communicate with you like they had been before. People can't approach you like they had before. People can't have the same conversations with you as they had before, because you've done your work, which then allows them to do their work, because now they have to learn a new way in order to, you know, have those interactions with you. Then they get to bring that into their lives as well.
Listen, that's very good. I want to ask you a technical question. Are you using a speakerphone or headphones?
I'm using a headphone.
You are. Do me a favor. Take the headphones off and just talk to me into the phone. I think it might sound a little clearer. I want everybody to be able to hear you nice and clear, okay?
Okay.
You just sound a little off in the distance. What I want to ask you is this. I said you have a great website. The website, by the way, is your name. It's leslierochelle.com. And for those of you who might want to make a note, I'll spell it for you. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. And Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, leslierochelle.com. When you open that website, you're invited to take the Elevate Your Leadership Confidence Challenge. Talk to me about that. What is that?
That really is, 30 days of doing the work. It's 30 days of digging in and, again, asking yourself some of those questions and getting an idea of what is it that I would like to do within the next 30 days? What is the courageous thing? What is the conversation that I need to have? What is the interaction that I need to have? What is it that I want to do? And, we have to understand that when we learn something new, it is not an overnight fix, and that it takes continuous growth and applied action in order for someone to really make changes within their life. So this guide will walk you through 30 days of how you can really elevate that leadership confidence that you have, and it will help you if you don't consider yourself a leader. I do consider everybody a leader, not just everybody is looking to really unlock that piece of themselves. So if you are and you want to do that, then I invite you to go ahead and download that workbook and see the changes that you're going to have within the next 30 days.
So what happens in those 30 days? Are they working with you, or is this them, taking the challenge with the workbook?
This is them taking the challenge with the workbook. I have, obviously ways that you can work with me, but this one really is a self-driven exercise.
Talk to me about the kind of clients who come to you. I've often thought, if you were a leader or something, because I'm not involved in the world of big business. I'm not a vice president of a big corporation or something. But I've often thought, what does it take for someone to pick up a phone and call someone like you and say, "I need help"? I mean, is that what happens? Do they generally, your clients, feel somewhere along the way they're lacking in something and they need help? How would you answer that?
And that is true. And sometimes it's not just simply about them lacking something. I have had some people come to me that are kind of way past that point of feeling just overwhelmed and frustrated, and knowing that, having someone by their side, having someone to be able to mentor them, is going to help them accelerate their not only their career, but their life as well. So, someone is saying, "I would love to be a leader of people at some point in time, so I want to prepare myself for when an opportunity does present itself." We always want to be prepared, preparing ourselves for the next opportunity that actually comes to us versus versus just then trying to figure out how we're going to fit that role when we haven't walked into that role yet.
Now, it's interesting. You would think, let me ask you, why can't leaders figure out themselves how to be good leaders?
The reason that they can't figure out themselves is because they can't see their own blind spots, right? Since we can't see our own blind spots and we only know what we know, it makes it very difficult for us to be able to go out and seek all those out those other opportunities. So you can read a book, you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to shows like this really as well, but sometimes it's really, really difficult in order for us to help ourselves, if that makes sense. We have a great ability to really get to know somebody else. We can ask lots of questions to know our neighbor, our friend, et cetera, et cetera. However, there's often times where we are scared to be able to go in and ask those same questions to ourselves. And I think it's because sometimes we're afraid of what the answer is going to be.
I love your title that you've given yourself, an intuitive leadership accelerator. How did you come up with that? I mean, that's great.
Thank you. Really what that is I'm helping people accelerate their leadership experience and their leadership journey. And I do have a beautiful intuitive nature about myself, so I can help somebody see what their true potential really, really is. And it's just a lovely gift that I've had for I guess my whole life.
Isn't that great?
And really what it is, it's like, let's take you from where you are and let's accelerate you into what it is that you would like to achieve within your life and your career.
You also describe yourself as a lover of nature, coffee, and a healthy dose of learning.
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
True, yeah.
You're very good. No, that's great. So tell me what happens when a client comes to work with you. What's it like? What do you do?
I'm a very nurturing coach. So working with me is like going into coming into my living room, having a cup of coffee, and we're having a conversation. And I'm helping you really discover who you are as your human being. And I help people not only with the typical, the physical, the mental, the emotional aspects of being a human being, but I also work with you on a spiritual and energetic level as well, because we are more than, you know, just the human that we can physically see. There's a lot more to us within that space. So I love to be able to work with and help clients out on a one-to-one basis, because a lot of the things that we're going to be doing are really going to be, digging in and getting to know that person. And I want to create that safe space. And I do create that safe space that people feel comfortable just giving me what they have. Right.
So you work with,
you know, not
with men as
back.
Women.
Yeah.
I assume
That's
it's
right.
men and women. Is it equal? Men, how about that?
Well, I do get more women coming to me. I think it's because I'm a woman coach. However, I do work with men as well, and I think it's really important that the men understand those different aspects of leadership as well. That, being a great leader is working with, both the masculine and the feminine and energy, because we do have both, whether you're a man or a woman. You are going to have a primary energy, which you are going to be in most of the time. And it's really getting a keen sense of how you're going to be using what at what point in time. Men in the workplace and being really great leaders helps to elevate women leaders as well. The facts are there's more men in those positions, and it takes men like that. And it takes, yourself and Jim as well, is having people like me on your show, because then you are an ally for us as well. And it's incredibly important for that to happen, because it takes all of us in order to make this all work.
Well, give me an example. Let's get some examples of people, clients that you've helped. No names or anything, but examples of people who've come to you and after working with you for a while. And by the way, how long typically do you find it takes working with a client before they feel that they've reached what they were looking for, achieved what they were looking for? It doesn't happen overnight, does it?
It can in some instances. Like, I've worked with some people I had a while ago a leadership audit that I was helping people with, and there was one lady that, within 30 minutes she fell back in love with her business again. Right, she had that belief back in herself based off of spending 30 minutes with me. And then I've gone way to the other side where, I worked with someone for a long time, and, I had someone that actually says that I was the catalyst to her completely taking control back of her life and her career. So that's really in between. The key, however, is that person willing to do the work? Because I can't do their work for them. It's impossible for me to do the work for them. So if they want to accelerate, they've got to dig in and they have to actually do the work. And sometimes it is difficult and it is challenging to really dig in and go to those places that you haven't gone to before.
You know, I love the way you put that. They have to dig in and do the work. So a lot of people have the feeling that, when you're working with a coach, it's almost like working with a psychiatrist. You're sitting down, chatting with him, and it's a back-and-forth conversation between two people. Mm-hmm. When you say dig in and do the work, give me a little more idea of what you expect from or actually command from your clients. What kind of work do they have to do? What does that mean?
They have to be in. Like, they have to be prepared to participate in their own I can say healing, if you wish, although I am not a therapist. They have to participate in taking responsibility for themselves, and they have to be able to understand that when you are living in that I'm going to teach a little thing here. When you are living in that cause type of world, you are now taking 100% responsibility for your life, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. you are the center of the reason why things are working, or you are the center of things why things are not working, versus, you know, there are a lot of people out there, unfortunately, that blame their situation, their environment, how they grew up. Somebody was mean to them yesterday, how they actually bring themselves forward, but really that is living in that victimhood and that effect sense of life, which will not get you very far. So when people are working with me, this is what we work on first, right? You may not like where you're at, and that's okay. However, it is your responsibility. It's 100% on you based off of the decisions that you've made or the decisions that you've not made. And some of those decisions is I'm choosing today to show up as my best self, regardless of what happened yesterday, regardless of happened when I was, you know, when I was 5 years old. And that takes time, and that takes understanding, and that takes graciousness for yourself to really go to those places and forgive yourself for any of those things that maybe you haven't really liked in your life. So I know I went off on a tangent there.
I'm really interested. I gather. Yeah. But if they've taken the Elevate Your Leadership Confidence Challenge, you learn a lot from that, don't you? You see the results, don't you?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you do. That's right. If you're willing to do the work, if you're just going to, you know, if you're going to sit down and do one-word answers on those things and not really do the applied action, then you're going to get exactly out of it what you put into it.
Right. And then I gather, do you have any kind of books or lessons or something that you give to them? Or is it really just probing with them, you know, in conversation
That's right. It's a lot of conversation. I'm not kind of a one-size-fits-all coach or mentor. I'm really going to meet the person where they're at. And, yes, there is steps that we go through, and we look at the self-discovery and self-awareness and mindset, communication with yourself, others, and organizations. We do team development as well. And I fit all of those pieces in when it's appropriate to fit them in. We stay in one topic per se as long as we need to, till the person is comfortable enough or we're ready to be able to actually move on to the next stages. So it's not just, okay, week one we do this, and then week two we do this, and we're not ready to go on to week two. So it really depends on the challenge that the person currently has, you know, how long we need to spend in one particular area. Maybe what they're having problems with is, you know, communicating with their team. Maybe we spend a little bit more time on that than we do on creating their goals.
You know, the title of your practice is Leslie Rochelle Coaching and Consulting. So what's the difference between coaching and consulting? Explain that to me.
For sure. So I mix the coaching, mentorship, as well as consulting. So coaching is that place where I'm going to help guide you to making your own conclusions based off of the information that you uncover for yourself. The mentorship piece is utilizing the experience that I've had and providing you recommendations as to what you can actually do to fix something that you're currently involved with. Like maybe, how do I have this conversation with somebody? It's not asking them, well, how do you want to have that conversation? It's, here's some tools that you can use. And that consulting piece is, you know, there are times where I will actually help somebody create something within their business or within their roles. So maybe we are creating a job posting or something really along those lines. So I do help people from all of those perspectives. And it depends upon what's going on as to what hat that I'm actually wearing at that point in time.
That's interesting. That's a good point. All right. You're based in Canada.
Yes.
I assume you do this primarily by telephone or by Zoom, am I right, rather than in person?
Yes.
Or do you work with clients in person?
If there was a client that was close to me that spoke English fluently, then we would definitely.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a short conversation with my French. I'm working on it. However, everything is virtual that I do, and we do mainly Zoom, as well as I include in between session support using an application called Voxer, which is amazing. Yeah.
Okay. And it doesn't matter if your clients, I mean, I assume your clients are from all over the U.S. as well as Canada, right? I mean, there's difference, right?
Yeah. No, as long as somebody's willing to work with time zones, then it doesn't, they can be anywhere, really. it doesn't matter, right? As long as we're a good match to work with each other.
Yeah, they have to be willing to kind of open up to you and be honest. If they aren't, it won't work, will it?
That's right. No, and it won't. They have to really be honest with themselves first, which is, you know, when I use the nurturing nature that I do have, I'm not the snow globe coach that will come in and shake things up and kind of see where things land. There is a time and place for that. I'm not that person. Really, it's a matter of getting to know someone and hearing them, right? I see them. I value what they're saying. Nothing that's going on in, you know, within that conversation is wrong. It's really taking that deeper understanding, and that's where the emotional intelligence and the empathy comes into the practice that I have.
What kind of feedback do you get from people who've worked with you for a while? I'm sure you get reactions from them. Talk about that for a moment.
I work with some amazing people, and the testimonials that I have really showcase it. And sometimes it's a matter of I don't sometimes realize how much of an effect that I have on somebody else. That if you have a conversation with me, you are going to leave with more confidence at the bare minimum, guaranteed.
Well, that's so important. Also, your book, mm-hmm. I have to talk to you about mm-hmm. your best-selling book. Explain it. Did you ever think you would write a book? I'm sure when you were younger, starting out, that was the last thing on your mind, right? How was it?
Agreed. Yeah, it was a really great experience. I've actually done two compilations, so I've done two books with other authors as well. And the first one it's something that I had just wanted to do, and the second one I was really inspired to do. The second book is called Silent Grief, Healing and Hope, and it is an international bestseller, which was so amazing for us. And this one is 15 inspirational stories of infertility, miscarriage, and child loss. And the story that I shared in here had to do with, you know, my own battles with infertility as well as miscarriage. And I didn't want to tell the story. However, somebody else inspired me to tell it, and it was a really amazing experience. And really the whole reason for the book is so that other people knew that they were not alone. And it's had lots of success. It's still, you know, things that I talk about as well. It's not my primary topic or my subject that I actually help people with. However, it is an important topic and discussion to still be having.
And the books are available, I assume, on Amazon. Everything's available on Amazon. Is that
right?
Yeah.
Everything is available on Amazon, and if you wanted a digital copy, you can head over to my site under the resources, and you can find a copy there. I think it's like $5 or something like that if you're looking for a digital copy. And then everything that that leaves my site from that digital version, I donate 25% of that to a charity as well, just so that they can continue to do the good work that they're doing.
Well, how about that? That's really nice mm-hmm. of you. Well, listen, this has been amazing talking to you, Leslie. Let me give your website out again for anybody listening who didn't miss it before. The website is very simple. It's Leslie's name, and it's Leslie Rochelle Coaching. And Rochelle is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. That's pretty simple. LeslieRochelleCoaching.com. I gather you love what you're doing. I just can sense that. Am I right?
I absolutely love what I do. It is my passion and my purpose to be able to help elevate the leadership standards that we currently have right now.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Leslie, mm-hmm. that's going to wrap it up. We've gone through the half hour just like that. You know? Anyway, Leslie, her practice is Leslie Rochelle Coaching and Consulting. She is in St. Colomban? Is that right? How do you pronounce it?
St. Colomban, Quebec.
Colomban, I was right, in Quebec.
Yes.
If you're a resident of Quebec, she may be next door to you. Who knows? Anyway, go to the website if you want more information. Leslie, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Be careful. Okay? Bye-bye.